Welcome to episode 109 of the Get Well With Me podcast. I am your host, Adrienne, and together we explore the healing powers of our subconscious mind while leaning in towards a healthier lifestyle. Our philosophy here is excellence, not perfection. And if you're listening to episode 109, it's your bedtime. So give yourself permission to have a restful night's sleep, to wake up in the morning feeling brand new and ready to do all of the things that you want to do and have all the energy to do them. So I encourage you to make yourself comfortable, snuggle down, fluff your pillow, put on your blindfold or your headphones, whatever works for you to make you the most comfortable. There is no way that you can do this wrong. Simply listening to the sound of my voice as you drift off to sweet dreams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And it is time to set our intention. Maybe you already have some ideas in your mind about what you would like to unclutter. Maybe you already have some ideas about what it might be helpful to let go of. But the good thing is you don't have to do any work. Because anything that does happen, it can happen automatically. And as you breathe out slowly and smoothly, allowing the facial muscles to soften and knowing that it is safe to be here now. And as you touch the roof of your mouth with the tip of your tongue, you can notice that your jaw relaxes automatically. That's right. Relax the jaw now. And as your jaw relaxes, you can allow that pleasant feeling to spread to everywhere that it needs to go, going deeper into hypnosis. And remembering that you don't have to pay attention to my voice now, because your inner mind is always listening, and the words that I say will be heard and accepted. And you can relax the muscles around the eyes, and you can relax the corners of the mouth, allowing those shoulders to loosen a little bit more with each and every out breath, allowing yourself to settle back and settle down inside. And you can relax even more deeply with each and every number now, from 5 down to 1. And 5, seeing the number 5 floating before your eyes and melting away. A way for you to drift 2 times more deeply into complete comfort. For the rest of your body knows how to rest fully now, seeing the number 4 dissolving away into space within, for you to feel free to count down from 3. And to see 3 turn in 2, 1. As you relax down to 0 now, You're at a very deep level of trance, the level that is just right for you. Arms comfortably heavy. Legs comfortably heavy. Sinking down deeper and deeper. And as you prepare to feel good and feel better, to really direct your attention inside. Because every time you give yourself the gift of enjoying the comfort of hypnotic trance for your benefit, you can go only to the level that is most helpful to make changes easily inside. And you can benefit from some tidying up and some clearing out. And that body can automatically go about beginning to let go. Let go of waste from your cells, from your systems. And they get moving gently, restoring. And the body knows what is helpful to absorb and hold on to. Easily separating the helpful from the not helpful. And those eyes becoming more clear so that you can notice what is good for you. That's right. And those ears, they listen for pleasant sounds. And the whole body becomes stronger and more energized as it looks for and lets go of what isn't needed anymore. Thoroughly cleaning out the body, getting rid of anything that isn't needed. And your unconscious mind knows a lot about deep rest, the kind of rest you enjoy when you've been carrying those heavy shopping bags and you arrive home and really let go. Let go after a long day with a real sense of inner balance. And as you listen to the words that I say now and really give yourself permission to sink in, because no one needs anything, and this is your time for yourself. And you can imagine seeing yourself resting comfortably, sitting at the top of a beautiful and modern lighthouse. I wonder what color your lighthouse is. And it's overlooking an endless ocean on one side and rolling green hills on the other side. And you begin to get a sense of what it feels like to breathe in the fresh air and even what that might smell like. In that captivating scene, high up, above it all, and what it's like to be able to look out and see those rolling hills and hear the rhythm of the crashing waves and experience this feeling of marvelous spaciousness. As you notice the quality of the light that shines through the large windows, the golden and pink hues of color in the sky, gentle clouds floating by, allowing yourself to be absorbed into the beauty of this scene now. Because in this moment, your subconscious can begin to take an inventory inside of all of the stuff that you have. All the stuff in your home or in your car. Sometimes a person can even have a storage unit or a closet. Perhaps some place where a person can keep lots of stuff. And you can get a sense of what's helpful to let go of. Because there are things that you can be sure you'll never need again. And all the stuff that bogs you down. And when you think of an attic that's filled to the brim with forgotten stuff, and the attic becomes useless because it's filled up with so many boxes and bags that there isn't any more room to store the things that are really worth saving. In this attic or basement, it used to have so much potential, but now just moving around in this space, it's an unpleasant feeling. And you consider reclaiming this space, making it useful again. I wonder if you can see yourself heaving those old boxes and bags out an open door or window. And the more you let go of, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you let go of. And from time to time, you come across a treasure. See one of those treasures now. A treasure worth keeping. A treasure that makes your heart sing. And you decide to save this treasure because it has real value or because it makes you feel good and you deserve to feel good and you deserve to hold on to whatever you choose. And when you come across something that doesn't give you that happy feeling, it becomes easier and easier to let it go. And you can notice how good it feels to clear out, to open up that space. With that open space, naturally comes more well-being. That's right, well-being, being free. Freeing up energy outside allows more freedom inside, and that feels good, doesn't it? Because that open space, it helps you to move around more freely, more easily, and it can be such a relief as you once again enjoy the openness of being in that modern lighthouse, taking in that view. You can get a sense of the reality of all that excess baggage stacked up in front of you, a massive pile of unhelpful things, and it's stacking up until it's all there in front of you. And you can notice what it's like to take one last long look at it. Take that look now. And inside, you can hear yourself make one last goodbye. A final farewell. And as you say the word inside, farewell, you can just watch all that old stuff dissolve into a puffy cloud. Only a cloudy fog is left in the lighthouse. And because the window is open, the fog moves toward the open window and disappears once and for all into the vast open sky. As the wind blows, there is no trace of the fog, and your eyes can clearly see all the open space again. And you can notice a real sense of cleanness and serenity. And as you look out, seeing more clearly than before, the rolling hills and the endless ocean, it gives you a sense of healing your thoughts, because there's a comfortable space now. And I wonder if you can see some things that you didn't before, because your subconscious can take inventory once again. And this time, it takes inventory of all the activities in your life that are no longer helpful. Your subconscious can identify those things that you sometimes do that drain your attention and your focus. For some people, it's too much scrolling or spending too much time with gloomy individuals or people that bog you down. And your subconscious has a job to do. It protects you. And I am speaking to you, the unconscious mind. You can identify those activities that can easily be cleared out, stripped away. And once again, you can notice a stack of images in front of you, representing things from your life that can go now. That's right. You can notice a stack of images in front of you, representing all of those useless behaviors that you don't need anymore. And you can keep any behaviors that you choose. And your subconscious will identify the useless ones that you don't need anymore. As your subconscious identifies the habits and activities that can be discarded, you know that you can have a happier experience from day to day. All of those can be gone once you say goodbye. Farewell. Because you can choose that spacious feeling. And you can enjoy filling that space intentionally with activities that move you closer to your healthy and attractive body and your happy, clear, and motivated mind. And you can imagine a confident smile on your face as you say farewell. That's right. Goodbye. And once again, as you say the word farewell inside, you can just watch those old habits and behaviors dissolve into a mist like a puffy cloud. And only a cloudy fog is left in the lighthouse. And because the window is open, The fog moves toward the open window and disappears once and for all into the vast and open sky. As the wind blows, there's no trace of the fog, and your eyes can see even more clearly all of that open space again, and you can notice a real sense of cleanliness and freedom. Freedom to be you now. And as that happens, the view from up there in the lighthouse causes you to see the rolling hills, the endless ocean. But you can also see yourself on the ground below, living your day today with lightness and joy. Living out something that wasn't possible before without all the space that you have now. It's possible now, and that feels good, doesn't it? You can see yourself feeling proud of your choices and comfortable in your body, and living and working efficiently in your space. And you can really breathe in that ocean air with a sense of renewal and internal balance and ease. Really notice what's possible, allowing your mind to dance with happy possibilities, because you have more space and more time, and because your external environment is a nourishing place, you can express more creativity, and you effortlessly imagine what you can do with your time. What you can do with your time that's good for you. What you can do with your time that helps others. And you can be naturally drawn to thoughts and ideas that help you to tidy up your external environment, your home, the room where you sleep, making your sleep even deeper and more healing. And you can notice what's possible in your internal environment and almost see that focus and energy inside as it makes your day today more meaningful, and you're more kind to yourself. That's right. And I wonder if when you dream tonight, you'll dream of being more healthy and more happy, naturally motivated, living your life with more purpose, more drive. I wonder if you'll dream of your lighthouse and the views, the crystal clear view of your upgraded reality, and notice the expansive view of you. That's right. As you imagine the kinds of fulfilling things you'll do, maybe something you've never tried before, or revisit something that used to bring you joy. I wonder if you'll sing songs. I wonder if you'll create a masterpiece and look for treasure. And you can. Imagine the people you'll spend time with. And if your health and your happiness were a bucket, how your bucket would be so full that some of that goodness would spill out everywhere you go, bringing more joy to the world. And as this dream is accepted inside, it recalibrates as it goes. And you know that this dream begins to take shape outside. And it's yours. And it's wonderful. And gazing months into the future, as you continue to easily let go and clear out, you can get a sense of yourself in the future. Orderly, efficient, renewed, moving with clarity in open space, carefully directing your attention to what keeps your mind tidy and healthy. With more than enough time now to really get the things done that you want to get done. That's right. And you always have enough. And it seems that things work out for your benefit. And good things happen to you. And good things happen for you. That's right. Even what appears to be a difficulty at first turns into things going your way. Good things happen for you. Good things happen to you. And you are tuned into happy surprises. And it feels good to know that you always have enough of everything. And your supply is endless. And you use your power of clarity, of imagination, to see positive outcomes and possibilities. Because you are motivated and positive and healthy and youthful. And you are thankful for all the resources that you were born with, that are still working for you today from the very beginning. And you know that you are loved. You are loving. And you are lovable. And because you're aware that you are enough, your subconscious mind protects you by making sure you get adequate rest and deep sleep. And because you are aware of your worthiness, your subconscious mind causes you to crave healthy nourishment and hydration. And because you are grateful that your body is bringing you through this incredible journey of life, your subconscious mind offers protection by boosting your happiness. Because happiness is for other people, and happiness is for you too. That's right. And I wonder what happens when a person's subconscious mind reminds them to look after and care for themselves with the love and care that they would give to someone else. And I wonder what thoughts a person can think that will boost their health and increase their energy. And I wonder how much a person can heal and restore while they sleep. And because it is true that happy people say kind things to themselves inside, you can begin to notice an encouraging voice cheering you on as you move through your day, today. And it could be your own inner voice. It could be the voice of someone you really respect or admire. It could even be that you hear my voice almost audibly in your day today, and it tells you you are good enough, and more you feel better about the person you are, and more you become the person you really want to be, and more you notice yourself making the healthy choice. And you know, healing is always available to you. And you know, tranquility is always available to you. And you are better and better all the time. And so it is.